I'm Ross Reynolds with Marcy Silliman on the record. And with us, Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. He wants to encourage marijuana tourism. He was, of course, a co-sponsor of the initiative that legalized recreational marijuana use. Holmes would like to carve out some public spaces where people can consume pot legally. He's here to tell us how to do that. Pete Holmes, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Ross. Thanks.
So you've compared pot tourism to wine tourism. Do you anticipate cannabis tastings along the lines of wine tastings?
Well, I should add that Councilmember Licata told us not to forget about apple tourism and other treats that originate here in the Northwest. But this is certainly it's a bit early in this transformation over to a legal system, a regulated system, and a tax system. But it's one that it's not too early to start thinking about how it might take shape. All that 502 specifies is that you must be an adult, 21 or over, to be able to buy marijuana at one of our new stores early next year.
Now, you're talking about public spaces to consume marijuana, and we saw that last week on the anniversary of the legalization. They set up a tent down at Seattle Center, and people could go in there and huff away all that they wanted. Is that what you're thinking about having more of here to attract tourism?
I wouldn't say more of, and by the way, I don't know that that kind of formula would actually be consistent with a tourism formula. That was a structure that as defined under our Indoor Smoking Act, is not a regulated activity. And it also passed muster under 502 because the consumption that took place was out of sight of the general public. So while that was a legal event, a legal undertaking, it's probably not necessarily the kind of thing that a marijuana tourism industry might look like.
What would be kind of something that might attract marijuana tourism?
Well, again, I'm not in the business of working out business plans or models, but I think that we have to look at our downtown hotel industry, for instance. So if you have someone 21 and over that's visiting Seattle, and this is one of the side excursions they want to undertake, the problem is that they probably can't take it back to their hotel room and smoke it. That would violate the indoor smoking ban. And I'm also concerned about a race and social justice aspect of this, too. It's not just tourism, because, there are members that live here of our society that don't have a private residence where they can partake of this new freedom. And so I think while we are talking about changing cultural norms, restricting public use in the same way that we don't allow you to drink alcohol in public, we need to figure out how we're going to accommodate other people who would like to enjoy this, whether they be tourists or residents.
Yeah, how to do that? As you mentioned, there is a state ban on smoking in bars and restaurants, and a lot of marijuana is consumed by smoking. Would there need to be a change in state law to allow for the kind of tourism that you're talking about?
Well, one of the things is, of course, keep in mind that that's only an issue when it's consumed by smoking it. And there are other ways of ingesting marijuana. There are, edibles and vaporizers that might answer that need. But we also have some models today for cigar clubs, for instance, where as long as employees are not subject to secondhand smoke and, it's handled in that way that you're not subjecting employees. Members of the public can willingly subject themselves to that. They can join a club and do that. Perhaps some kind of model like that would work for marijuana as well.
As you mentioned, you're not in the business of tourism, but you are sort of the chief legal officer in the city. Have local business owners been contacting you to ask about how you would react if they started to do things to encourage pot tourism? Is that part of why you're thinking about this?
Well, I certainly encourage all private parties, especially businesses, to consult an attorney. This is an evolving area of law, but the existing smoking ban, indoor smoking ban, and 502 is on the books for everyone to read and draw their own conclusions from. We are looking at it internally, however, and this came up, Ross, it's important to say, in the context of a hearing yesterday in City Council where the council adopted an ordinance prohibiting open use and display of marijuana, and that's important to remember. 502 legalized marijuana, but it also regulated it and is taxing it as well. And this is an important component of the voters' bargain, that they that does not turn into a big party.
Yeah.
This is a serious new right, and we have to figure out how are we going to accommodate the use under this new freedom. And if you tell people you can't smoke it in public,
right,
then what are we going to do instead?
Right. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
So how are we going to accommodate pot tourism? A question he is raising. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.